HarperCollins presents King of Ashes by Raymond E. Feist, read by David Thorpe. This book is dedicated to the memory of Jonathan Matson. He was perhaps the finest man I've ever known. His generosity, support, and affection went so far beyond any business relationship. He held me together more than once. He never judged. That was the heart of his wisdom and the wisdom of his heart. His memory will endure, and he is missed every day. Prologue. A Murder of Crows and a King. Angry, dark clouds hurried across the sky, foretelling more rain. A fair match for today's mood, conceded Daylon Dumarch. The battle had ended swiftly, as the betrayal had gone according to plan. The five great kingdoms of Garn would never be the same. Now the four great kingdoms, Daylon amended silently. He looked around and saw carrion eaters on the wing. The vultures, kites and sea eagles were circling and settling in for the feast. To the north, a massive murder of crows had descended on the field of corpses. Rising flocks of angry birds measured the slow progress of the baggage boys loading the dead. The carrion eaters were efficient, conceded Daylon. Few bodies would go to the grave without missing eyes, lips, or other soft features. He turned to gaze at the sea. No matter what the weather, it drew Daylon. He felt dwarfed by its eternal nature, its indifference to the tasks of men. The thought soothed him and gave him much-needed perspective after the battle. Daylon indulged in a barely audible sigh, then considered the beach below. The rocks beneath the bluffs of the Answeri Hills had provided as rich a meal for the crabs and seabirds as the banquet for the crows and kites on the hills above them. Hundreds of men had met their death on those rocks, pushed over the edge of the cliff by the unexpected attack on their flank by men they had counted as allies but moments before. Daylon Dumarch felt old. The Baron of Maquensis was still at the height of his power, not yet 40 years from his nativity day, but he was ancient in bitterness and regret. Thousands of men had died needlessly so that two madmen could betray a good king. While others stood by and did nothing, a balance that had existed for nearly 200 years had been overturned. Art, music, poetry, dance and theatre would soon follow the army of Ithrace into oblivion. Daylon did not know exactly what plans the four surviving monarchs of the great kingdoms had for the lofty towers and flower-bedecked open plazas of the city of Ithra, but he feared for the most civilized city in the world, the capital of the Kingdom of Flames. Of the five great kingdoms of Garn, Ithrace had always produced the most artistic genius. Authors of Ithrace had penned half of the books in Daylon's library, and Ithra was a well-known spawning ground for talented young painters, musicians, playwrights, poets, and actors, despite also providing refuge for thieves, mountebanks, whores, and every other form of unsavory humanity imaginable. There had always been five great kingdoms, and now that flame was ash, only four remained. Sandura, Metros, Zindaros, and Ilkhomon. And no man could anticipate how history would judge what had occurred this day. Daylon realized his mind was racing. He was barely able to focus on the moment, let alone the long-term political consequences of the horror surrounding him. It was as his father had said to him years ago. There are times when all one can do is stand still and breathe. Daylon resisted letting out a long sigh of regret. Somewhere up the hill from where he stood, Steverin Langjean, king of Ithrace, known to all as Firemane, lifelong friend to any man of good heart, ally of Daylon and a host of others, was being bound in iron shackles and cuffs by men he had once called comrades to be marched up onto the makeshift platform his brother kings had ordered constructed for this farce. Daylon turned his mind from the coming horrors and his revulsion at his own part in today's treachery and searched...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?